It's Tuesday, March 15th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As the Russian-Ukrainian conflict continues, economists believe that Russia is on the brink of defaulting on debt. However, the nation holds one of the lowest debt-to-GDP ratios in the world at about 18%. According to the United Nations, more than 2.8 million Ukrainians have left the country, 1.7 million of whom have gone to Poland. That compares to 6.8 million refugees who left Syria during the Syrian civil war back in 2011. In an interview with The Worldview, Ukrainian pastor Sergei detailed the impact of the Russian invasion.
Our hearts and our minds and thoughts with civilians in Ukraine, because as a result of this military conflict, many civilians unfortunately losing their houses. In Ukraine, specific arrangements like accommodations, people live in high rises, many of them. Like, for example, in Kharkov, this is a large city, 1.5 million people population. At this point, according to government sources, they say that 400 high rises damaged, so people without food, without water, without electricity, and it's winter time. So I just ask to pray for peace, so God would support them, because many kids and women are suffering.
Pastor Sergei said the Baptists and Pentecostals, who remain in country, are focusing most of their energies on providing medical care and humanitarian aid to those impacted by the war. Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen visited refugees at the Ukrainian border with Samaritan's Purse over the weekend. He said, quote, "I want the Ukrainian people to know that Americans are standing with them in prayer. I appreciate that Samaritan's Purse is always on the front lines with help in Jesus' name. Where there is suffering, you are there," end quote. You can make a donation to support their emergency field hospital, which has been set up on the outskirts.